Britain has more work to do if it's to combat racism and discrimination in a meaningful fashion. This is the view of the UN Special Rapporteur on Racism, who at the invitation of the government had met with politicians, stakeholders, civil society groups from across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland to draft her early report. The visit of the Special Rapporteur came in the midst of the Windrush scandal that saw Home Secretary Amber Rudd resign and further highlighted the policies that led to this firestorm.
In 2012, then Home Secretary May adopted a policy that explicitly sought to create, and I quote, a really hostile environment, end quote, in the UK for irregular immigrants. This hostile environment was characterized by a web of policies, many of which remain in place today. It included high-profile enforcement campaigns, which saw controversial vans printed with the slogan, "Go home or face arrest," as well as legislation which restricts access to basic services for a range of categories of foreign nationals and criminalizes those who find themselves without status.
Also under the spotlight was the impact of austerity, the criminal justice system, and counter-terrorism policies on racism and discrimination. The treatment of Muslims came up for special mention, with the Prevent agenda criticized for its lack of focus and negative impact on communities.
I received submissions documenting a sustained and pervasive discourse vilifying Islam and Muslims in the British media, and even in political discourse at the highest levels of government. Islamophobia, which includes the false belief or presumption that Islam and Muslims are inherently violent, has taken firm root in the UK.
The UN Special Rapporteur on Racism is in the country with the consent of the British government, but it is clear that some of her findings and recommendations will make uncomfortable reading. What is obvious is that there will be no changes to the scourge of racism, Islamophobia, and other forms of discrimination without serious government intervention. Away from the report, longtime activists have suggested solutions for tackling some of the UK's discrimination problems.
Actually, addressing the issues that, such as austerity and cuts, would go a long way because that impacts on poverty. It fuels racism. The shift, you know, to the right of political parties and pandering to UKIP that we've seen in the past, those issues need to be addressed. There needs to be a stronger line taken when there are racist incidents.
The Special Rapporteur will present a report on the findings and conclusions of her visit to a forthcoming session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. It's then up to the UK government to implement its findings. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.